Is that the theme song?
No. Oh. That's just some bullshit.
Have you done a podcast since we did our last one? All right, I'll wait for I'll wait till we on air to.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we on air now?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're recording.
Oh, okay.
All right, everybody. Welcome back after a long hiatus. It's been 2 years, I believe. Since we were last here, almost to the day, September
20th, 2020. Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Where you been?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. I've been.
All at once?
I mean, yes. I want to see that. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It is amazing.
I heard it was amazing.
It's the best film of the year and in my top three of all time.
Really? Yeah. Is it that good?
What is it about? You would love it.
Without spoiling.
Yeah. It's about exactly what we talk about.
Wow. Okay.
Lots of universes.
Okay.
And I'm here for it. Time splits and everything, dude. Yeah. It's crazy. It's so good. You would absolutely love it.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
You should.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
It's so good.
When I go home.
I actually walked out of the theater.
Crying?
No. Oh. Just like speechless. I wanted to see it with Jolie. And no, we just walked out and we're just like, what? It does make sense. It doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. It makes less sense the more you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think hard enough, it will make sense. Or if you don't think too little, it also makes sense. It's a good little spot.
There's this quote that I live by. Well, not live by, but that like I remember from like 10 years ago. And it says that it was from a poem, actually. I went to this like open mic spot back in Atlanta like 10 years ago. And the lady has said, or the guy, whoever he or she was, they were like, life makes sense when you realize it's not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And I also like kind of in the same vein, but life has to be lived forwards, but it can only be understood backwards.
So like in hindsight, things make sense.
Yeah. Like right now you might not know like, oh, why is this happening to me or whatever.
Right.
You might be going through a hard patch or something. Right. And then when you look back and you're like, that was there to get me where I am now.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. I agree.
And like you can find the meanings.
I agree.
Backward.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, that makes sense now. I was in a different spot there, but now that was a stepping stone to where I am now. And
but doesn't that suck?
Better. Yeah, it does, because you gotta have some kind of faith and trust and believe that everything's gonna work out in the end.
Yeah, for sure.
Which for some people it doesn't. So, but are those people real?
Wait,
is everybody real?
Like, what are you, like background players?
Yeah. Like, you ever been in the airport and there's like, you're just looking around? There's no way every single people are real.
Interesting. I've never thought about that, but that's a
they very all good. Just happen to be flying on a random Wednesday in the middle of the day, too. What other kind of business
small
they
town
got?
In fucking Illinois somewhere. Yeah.
Where they got business.
Interesting.
They're plants.
You know, they're also
seat fillers.
Right. Literally. I also came across this concept where it's like they talk about how nothing exists further than what you can see. So like the world around you, it only becomes visible as you approach it. So like if you're walking down the block, you can only see so far ahead, and then the next area unfolds like in real time. But like before that, it didn't exist.
Behind you doesn't exist
until you turn around.
Until you look at it.
Isn't that fucking trippy?
If you play video games or something like that, it's
like
the
a video
render.
Game.
It's the render distance,
right? Right.
And so
right.
Anything outside of that distance doesn't exist until you get there.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect segue into our topic. Sorry, buddy, we got sidetracked there, but it's been a while, so we're back. And today's topic is actually a fun one. We're going to take you on a little journey, and we're going to bring in some science into this in the first part here. So we are ready to dive into it.
Let's do it.
So this is a famous physics experiment, and it's called the double slit experiment. And it demonstrates the quantum mechanics of the way we see the world and the way protons and electrons behave.
Okay.
And it's very interesting, the findings of this experiment. So we're going to break it down And
it's called the split experiment?
The double slit, experiment. Okay. And it basically shows how simply observing an event can change the outcome or behavior of that something.
Mm.
So what I want you to do is imagine you have a wall,
mm-hmm.
and in the middle of the wall, there are two doors
mm-hmm.
or slits. There's some space between the two doors, so they're definitely separate,
mm-hmm.
and the doors are open.
Okay.
Far behind that wall is another wall. And when something hits this wall, a mark is made on it, showing where it was hit.
Okay.
Now imagine you are standing facing the wall with two open doors, and you start throwing baseballs toward the doors.
Okay.
Not all the baseballs would make it through, of course,
mm-hmm.
But some would. Some would make it through the left door. Some would make it through the right door.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll assume that all balls that made it through the doors, either one, hit the other wall at the end.
Okay.
So if you get them through the door, they make it all the way. They hit the other wall and they make a mark.
Right.
And so you can see the marks that they make.
I'm listening. I just have my eyes closed so I can imagine, yeah. envision everything.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So say you threw 100 balls at the wall. What would the markings on that wall look like?
We threw 100 bats at the wall. What would those markings look like?
Yeah, I mean, you would expect to see would be, you know, two clusters of marks that are roughly the same size and shape of each door, right?
Right, okay.
Because it would just go through those doors, and that's where they would land, and that's
right,
it.
Right, right.
And that's it. So
fair.
That makes sense, right?
Total.
Everything we know about physics tells us that's how it should look.
Right.
And that's what we expect to see.
Right.
Okay. Now, take that same setup,
mm-hmm.
but instead of throwing balls at the wall, you shine a single color light bulb at the two doors. And
okay.
the distance between the doors is the same as the wavelength of that color light. You know how light is a spectrum of wavelengths? And, you know, like if you have pure red
mm-hmm.
light, it's a longer wavelength than blue light or whatever.
Right. Okay.
So we're shining a single color, like a single wavelength,
okay.
through those two slits, through the two doors.
Following.
Okay.
Does the color matter at this point or no?
No, the color okay. will never matter. Okay. We just know that it's one single wavelength.
Okay, cool.
Now, what you see on the far wall is what is called an interference pattern. And an interference pattern is when the wave of light goes through both slits, it creates two separate waves. And at some points, a peak of one wave hits or interferes with the other wave's trough, and they cancel out. And at other points, two peaks might meet and create an even bigger peak, mm-hmm. just like how waves at the beach do. Like
mm-hmm.
when one wave combines with another wave, mm-hmm. like the peaks, and they make it an even mm-hmm. bigger wave.
Right.
So that's what happens. And all these interferences make a specific pattern that is the same every time, hence the name interference pattern. It's how we know that light acts like a wave.
Right.
Are you following so far?
Following.
The pattern, what the pattern looks like specifically is like a bunch of vertical stripes.
Okay.
And the negative space between the stripes is where the waves canceled each other out.
Okay.
So all this makes sense, and that's how we've come to believe how the world works
mm-hmm.
as far as light being a wave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is. That's how we've demonstrated that light's a wave. Now,
okay, this is easy to follow.
Yeah. So we're going to get to the weird part now.
Okay. I love weird.
This is where things get a little weird. We're going to step into the quantum realm. Do mind the gap.
Give me weird.
Mm-mm.
That was not creepy at all.
Okay. Now, if you fire a single photon particle at the slits, it will appear to have acted like the baseballs, like a particle. One single photon of light.
Oh, wow.
So it passes through either of the slits by itself and hits the far wall, leaving a mark.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, but if you keep firing these single photons one by one over and over, you will start to see the interference pattern, like a wave. But how is that possible if we are firing single particles?
Right.
That interference pattern would only be possible if the single photons were somehow going through both slits at the same time and then interfering with themselves before hitting the far wall. Mm. And that would be crazy, right?
That's very crazy.
So even though you're firing single photons,
yeah,
they're acting like a wave.
Right, right.
And the only way that would be possible is if they're going through both slits at the same time. But how can you be in two places at one time? Right?
Right.
So how would we figure this out? What is happening? So let's observe and measure which slit it goes through. Because that's surely going to solve the mystery, right? So let's watch it.
Okay.
Let's see what happens when we watch it.
Okay.
What is it doing, right?
Okay.
So we put a measuring device there, and we're going to watch which slit the photon goes through. And if we do that, it's no longer going to create the interference pattern.
If we watch it?
If you watch it, it will act like a particle, like the baseballs. And the simple act of observing and measuring which slit it went through makes it completely change its behavior from a wave into a particle. And it's like the photon knows it's being watched and spied on, so it decides to act natural.
Wow. Okay, that's creepy.
Right?
Is this a thing?
This is real. This is real. This is a real physics experiment.
So like it has like a consciousness almost.
So yeah, let's just sum it up again real quick.
Okay.
And if we measure, and observe either slit, doesn't matter which one, the photons pass through one or the other slit, and you don't get an interference pattern.
Okay. But
if neither slit is measured, the photon will appear to have passed through both slits simultaneously before interfering with themselves like a wave.
Mm-hmm. But how? Like, just be so the act of us observing, say, protons makes them act differently.
Yes. So that's insane, right?
How is that possible, though? So I mean, that must mean that it has a consciousness.
Yeah, we literally do not know
why it's happening.
So this is what they call a wave, a wave pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So until you know which way it went, it's doing both things. It's going through both slits at the same time, and as soon as you observe it,
it does.
You know which way it went, which is the which way information, as they call it. And then the wave collapses. And that means the only option was what you saw. So literally just seeing it is going to make the particle change its behavior.
Honestly, I'm just like, I don't even know what to say to that, because how is that even possible?
But how is
any fucking thing possible at this point?
Exactly, right?
Wow.
So it just kind of flips everything that we've known.
It does. So like, what does that mean for like our existence?
What does it tell us? What are the implications of this? And that's what makes quantum mechanics so hard to measure, because there is a measuring problem, because measuring changes how things act. So just simply looking at it.
Right. That's very true.
It's crazy.
It is true when it comes to like measuring, just like even when it comes to like measuring ingredients for food or for dough, like if you just put too much of something or not enough of something, it completely collapses or explodes, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, and it's like the age old idiom, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, doesn't make a noise. And according to quantum mechanics, it does make a noise and it doesn't make a noise until somebody observes it.
Oh my God. Okay. So I think that it still does make a noise. Like, it's a fucking tree. Like, how could it not make a noise? It's massive, you know?
But if it's out of
no one heard it, so
yep.
I guess technically it also does. So does that mean that nothing makes a noise unless you hear it?
Right.
Technically?
Yeah. Or it does and it doesn't. It doesn't. At the same time. Right?
Wow.
What?
This is actually mind-blowing, because it's like so simple, but like,
they have
so profound.
Right. There's actually a further experiment, which I didn't include in my explanations because it's kind of like debunked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
People like over mystify it and make it sound even crazier than it should be, even though the base double slit experiment is just as mind blowing. But basically, if you want to look it up after, it's the double slit delayed choice quantum eraser.
Okay.
Basically, they send it through the same thing, and then they make it so they observe it after it hits the wall. So when they observe it, the wall changes.
Wow.
Like it, so people are like, oh, it rewrites the past and everything.
Yeah.
It's not exactly like that. And it's a, that one is a flawed experiment, but this, this baseline double slit experiment shows that observing something changes it somehow.
Right.
And they don't know why.
Interesting. Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. Like when you observe a person, like they know they've been observed, they may not act how they would normally act if no one was watching them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's, it's that same kind of like concept, that same kind of theory.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I can see that now. I can see that. That makes sense. Okay. All right. Got it.
So it's like, oh no, we're being spied on.
Right.
Quick. Act natural.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Like
exactly.
They can't know we went through both at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little alien particles.
But it's just hard to like wrap your mind around something that, I guess, quote unquote, doesn't have a consciousness, being able to do something like that.
You know? Because how can it change the markings that it makes?
Yeah, that's nuts. This is
like
nuts.
It's a wave and a particle at the same time.
Yeah. This is nuts. This is
it's crazy.
Creepy.
So they do that with photons, single photons, and they do it with single electrons.
Yeah.
And it's on that atomic scale where things just get weird. And it doesn't mesh with our, you know, the physics models and stuff that we have for like non-quantum stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's just so weird.
But I guess like at its simplest level, protons and neutrons and all that stuff, like they're all energies, right? So is it safe to assume that energy does have a consciousness?
And if it does, is that where we go when we die?
I mean, because we're energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everything is energy.
And it's always, and it can't be destroyed either. It's,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think in order to, for you to be energy, you have to have some sort of consciousness. So.
Yeah.
Now, what level that may be, who knows? But there's something there, obviously.
There's also a quantum string theory where if you push your hand against this table for long enough, eventually, all the atoms in your hand and all the atoms in the table will just pass through each other, and you'll just go through the table. That's another time.
Wait,
another
so how long do we have to hold it here?
Yeah, you'll be long dead before it happens. But there's not a 0% chance that it won't happen.
Wow. Okay, I'll give it like 2 hours.
Just keep going. Hold it. Okay, so... now that we've gone over that experiment, I'm going to hit you with another experiment. Okay. And this one is cool too. It's just, I can't explain it as well without the use of diagrams, because there's a lot of, you know, beam splitters and mirrors, and it just makes more sense if you're looking at it so you can see the direction of everything. But
okay,
it's called the bomb experiment. And the gist of it is that quantum mechanics can tell us information about a path the photon didn't take. So imagine if in our double slit experiment, each door led to a different room. And if a photon went through the left door and we observed it there, it still could tell us something about what is behind the right door without us or the photon having ever been there.
But how?
Exactly. How could it tell us information about a path it didn't take?
Right.
And that's what the bomb experiment does and proved.
That's
possible, yeah.
Wow.
With the right detection. And, you know, there's, you know, you would have to have a bomb that could be exploded by being touched by a single photon, which you could never make in real life.
Right.
But it's just a model to explore how quantum mechanics, you know, can operate. It's just a proof of concept and mathematical model.
Right.
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 It's just kind of crazy.
That is.
Right.
There's so many things that like we just would never fully understand or have the mental ability to understand in this world, because it's just so out of this realm.
Here's the part where we're going to depart from science. We love science. We love experiments.
Love science.
But we also love thinking about things unexplained and otherworldly.
Love otherworldly.
That's why we're here.
Here for it.
So, these are just some open-ended thoughts that we can explore, knowing what the quantum mechanics have proved to us. Do you think maybe that could explain deja vu? where we're getting information that feels familiar. Maybe we've done that thing or been to that place and had two different experiences at the same time simultaneously, but only observed one, thus deciding our experience of reality, and it collapses the wave. But a remnants of our wave still existing as a physical feeling of deja vu.
Ooh, okay. So my thought on deja vu is that it's the universe's way of showing, of letting us know that we are what we're meant to be. Could I be wrong? 1,000%. You know what I mean? But I've had like moments where it was a deja, I was in the midst of a deja vu, and I could literally predict what was happening for like the next 10 seconds. And it happened in that exact way that I knew it would happen. You know what I mean? And so when I have like moments like that, that are like just so prolonged like that, it's just like, oh, I can't make this stuff up. You know what I mean? So it's like, it makes me wonder, like, how much of our lives do we really have control over? And how much of our lives are, like, predestined or preordained or, yeah, because there's so many things that happen that we just can't explain. And it almost makes you wonder, like, well, if everything is, like, already predestined, like, what's the point of doing anything or, you know, striving for any goal or just whatever you want to do? Like, what's the point of any of this if it's already preordained, predestined?
But if you think about if it's preordained and predestined, why would I even try?
Mm-hmm.
And then you stop trying and say you get left out on the streets and you get into drugs and mm-hmm. you just, that was part of your plan all along for that to happen. So thinking about giving up and then giving up was already part of the plan. So it doesn't matter that you chose to give up because you were always going to give up.
So it's like no matter what, like you won't win the game, whatever the game may be. Like
if you were dealt the wrong cards.
I mean, but what if you dealt your own cards?
Then it wouldn't be preordained.
Like what if you picked the life that you were going to have before you came to this realm? And then once you were born, you forgot about it.
Mm.
But like you had already signed up, you already had signed up for it. Right. You know what I mean?
What if we're living like, 30 seconds behind?
Ooh.
Like we already chose something.
Ooh.
But we're just kind of seeing how it plays out.
Ooh.
Almost like a viewer at the cinema.
Yeah.
We're just watching through our eyes what our body has already chosen for us.
Mm. That's a good one. That's a really good one, actually.
That can make you disassociate pretty quick.
Yeah. Have you done that before?
No.
I think that we just, sometimes I think like nothing even matters. But in the grand scale of things, to me, like nothing really matters. Because when you look at how, okay, I was in Fiji, right, doing Survivor. And I'm the night producer, so I'm normally on the beach at night. And in Fiji, there's no light pollution, like zero. So all you see is the cosmos. And, you know, the Milky Way, per se, to be exact. And when you see how massive the Milky Way is and how many planets are in there, and you're just like, this is one galaxy out of trillions of galaxies. And this how small the Earth is in comparison to everything. I'm just like, nothing fucking matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're all going to die. Like, mm-hmm. And then in 100 years, we'll all be forgotten.
Yep.
Maybe even 50, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, nothing fucking matters. It really doesn't.
You're only here to have as good of an experience as you can.
That's it.
You literally just have to try and be as happy as possible because that's all you get. This is all you get. This is all you get. And that's the reason behind a lot of my purchases.
Yeah. Oh, really? is that how you do things now?
Yeah,
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, it's just
that's
like,
fair.
You know what? Money comes and goes, baby. Might as well have a good time now while we're young.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try to go on trips. Not as many as you,
but
I'm never going to be like on my deathbed and be like, wow, I'm so glad I worked that week and got an extra, you know, that week's paycheck instead of going to the mountains or going to the ocean.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get this time back.
No.
The seconds that we just lost just now.
Yeah.
You know, right there. We're never getting that back.
No.
Nope.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know. Because It's just like everything can't be true, right? You can't come back as a ghost and be reincarnated all at the same time. So I don't know which one's true. I just know that I believe in ghosts, and there has been some compelling reincarnation stories and cases. A lot of them are garbage, but that's what you find with a lot of these fringe kind of cases, whether it's cryptids, UFOs, aliens, ghosts, reincarnation, whatever. There's a lot of trash in there.
You
got to sort them out.
Yeah.
And you can find compelling cases for a lot of them.
Yeah.
So what is true? I don't know. Hopefully I find out one day.
Well, here's why I believe in reincarnation. A couple of things. One, I've had past life regressions.
Right.
Done those, been there, done that. Wore the t-shirt. It's a thing for me.
You were a colonial woman.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. I remember that.
Yep. And I haven't been a woman since then because it was awful. Like, only because, like, it was like 1865. You know what I mean? It's just like, who wants to be a woman in 1865, right?
Yeah.
So I haven't been a woman since then. But I believe outside of the whole past life regression thing, I believe in reincarnation because imagine if, you know, you weren't born this way. You weren't born with all your senses. You were born disabled, or, you know, was maybe you couldn't hear. Maybe you were born deaf, or maybe you were born blind. Like, and that's all you get. Whether you're one shot at life, that's all you get.
Right.
You don't get any other chances to have any other experience besides being deaf or blind or both sometimes. It's just like, how fair is that really?
It's, you know, not what I mean? Fair, but that's what they say. Life isn't fair.
That's what they say.
And that's why our, you know, our species, you know, mutates genes and things. It just tries to get a shot to make someone be more fit. Right. But sometimes it fucks up because it's just a crazy. The fact that we're even here thinking about ourselves in the place of the universe is a miracle.
Yeah.
And how many years did it take for us to be here and us to be born in this specific time with computers and the ability to share information across the entire globe in seconds? It's crazy.
Yeah. Also think about how many people had to have sex for you to be here.
Oh, that's a long list. Literally. Yeah.
Like, literally, the thousands of people that had to have sex on both sides of your family for you to be here, for both of us to be here.
Isn't it like if you trace yourself so far back, like a crazy percentage of people are linked to Genghis Khan and his like conquest.
Oh, I'm not familiar. I didn't know that. I haven't heard that theory or that.
It's like something crazy.
Oh, really?
But that's why everyone's getting all these DNA tests.
Have you done it?
No.
I've done it.
No, you have?
You want to know who I'm related to?
Yeah, let's go.
On my paternal side, I am the grandson of King Pharaoh Ramses II, I believe, or the third, from Egypt.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here.
Paternal side.
In the presence of a goddamn pharaoh.
For real.
Praise Anubis.
Seriously.
Oh, wait, that was the bad god, right?
I mean, we like bad gods, too. I mean, I'm not opposed.
You got to have bad gods to have good gods.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I took 23andMe. I took Ancestry like 7 years ago, but I took 23andMe last year. And it came back paternal relation to Ramses II or the third one of them. It was like 1,000 of them, but yeah.
That's crazy.
On my paternal side. It's crazy, right? It's like unreal. Even it's unreal because like I don't even know my dad's side like that.
Right.
My dad was killed when he was 21. His dad was killed at like 25. Like I have no connection to any of them. You know what I mean? So like the fact that that's still in my DNA is just like, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's on you to have a kid, eh?
It is.
Or what? It is, but or like, it just stops right there.
No, well, because here's the thing. I've broken, the fact that I'm 33 and alive, I've broken two generational curses already. Yep. Two of them, you know. The fact that I don't have kids is another, I don't want to say it's a curse, but, you know, it's just I am in a position to, like, genuinely, like, care and raise a child if I want to. You know what I mean? At 21, they were not, you know. So there's also that aspect of it as well, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's So it all comes down to just the whole line.
Yeah.
And if it would be cool to trace it all the way back, like person by person, but I know. It's like, you can't do that.
No.
You know how many people got wiped out by the Black Death?
The Black Plague?
Yeah.
When was that, like the 1600s or something?
I want to say it was either in the 13th century, so the 1200s,
okay.
Or the 14th century, okay. So the 1300s, somewhere in there. But it wiped out a crazy amount of people,
yeah.
I think. That was the worst one.
So it's like we get these plagues ever so often in human history, and like it's like almost just a matter of like, is it a matter of like only the strong survive, or like, you know, the human evolution? Like, what is it? Like, why do some people survive and some don't?
That's
survival of the fittest.
Right. That's also like something I think about now that we've gone through this whole pandemic. It's mm-hmm. just like the absolute sequences of events for a virus to be created mm-hmm. and to, you know, infect a human mm-hmm. and just like start that chain reaction. Mm-hmm. It all started with one
mm-hmm.
patient zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
And we lived through it.
Life was altered.
And the entire world has changed because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Right. That we went into a lot of this with our Butterfly Effect podcast.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to that one, check that one out. Let's get back here with our next discussion point. Everything we see is just light reflecting off objects and into our eyes, which are our measuring devices.
Mm-hmm.
So what if real reality is composed of every possible outcome and we only experience what we do because us seeing and observing collapses that wavelength?
Mm.
So just like anything that you look at and anything you experience is just like, it's kind of like that render distance that you're talking mm-hmm. about. Like,
that's what I was just thinking
about. It only is real because you're looking at it.
Right.
And if you're not looking at it, it's just everything everywhere all at once.
I need to see that. It's on my to-do list tonight. So what does that mean? Like, is not, do you believe in the theory that like we see things differently? Like, we see different colors depending on the person.
Right. So like my version of red is a different version for your red, right. But we both have assigned red as a title to that specific color, whether or not they're the same.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're getting mm-hmm. at?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I just find it hard to believe that everybody is living a vivid life as you are at the same time. There's so many people going through so many different things all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's so much like consciousness as a whole for mm-hmm. humanity
mm-hmm.
is like must be crazy off the charts, right?
For sure. I always think about stuff like that. I always think about like how at any given moment there is someone going through hell.
People are dying. People are being born. Someone going
through heaven. You know what I mean? Like someone is burying their mother right now.
Right now, in this very moment.
In this very moment.
And someone's mother is
dying.
Yep.
In this very moment. And someone is having their first child.
Yep.
At this very moment.
And that's another like, life just being brought into the world. So and they didn't like, even ask for it.
Right. So when it's like, when it's heaven or hell, it's just like, well, is earth heaven or hell? Is earth heaven and hell? Like,
or are we just here because they're waiting for us to do good or bad on this plane before we get ascended or descended to the next?
I've read stories about people who have been like banned from coming to earth. Like souls have been like, they fucked up so much on different planets, like they can't come to earth. Like they've been banned from earth.
Yeah.
Like different souls. Imagine.
That's crazy.
You know, what's also crazy is this sidebar really quick. I find it very upsetting that we have to be stuck here our entire lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, just think about how massive the universe is. And we are literally stuck here. Literally.
Yep.
That's so not fucking fair.
Except if you're Jeff Bezos, then you can go to Mars.
Right. But even that is just like nowhere in comparison to where you can go.
Oh, yeah.
That's like going nowhere. From here to like San Diego and like space time. You know, that's nothing.
Maybe not even that. Maybe it's just one step.
Right. Baby step right. Literally.
It's literally just always expanding.
Yes.
It's crazy. I don't understand it. And I never will. And that's what bugs me.
I know.
It bugs me to no end. And I'll constantly be thinking about that randomly. Just be like, damn, I'm never going to know.
Well, never I'm never going to know. Answers.
And that sucks.
It does.
So what if this is how we know there are parallel universes? Every action, every choice we make, all outcomes are happening simultaneously, just like the single photon going through both slits at the same time. But we're living like a particle, only living one of the outcomes because we are living it, observing it. And I know it sounds circular and kind of stupid saying like reality is reality because we're living it. But yeah, but what about the other realities? You know what I mean?
Yeah. How many other realities do you think there are?
And what if our other outcomes are out there? Think about every choice you've made between this, that, or even the other.
Mm-hmm.
How many branches that makes, even like down to the minute things of what you're going to eat for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the choices may be different, but lead to the same outcome.
Right. Right.
Something
right.
very, very close. Right. So that's mm-hmm. like just a hair
yeah.
split. But then there's other life choices you make. You know, what job you're going to take, yeah. where are you going to move.
Yes. Yes.
You know, those will create bigger splits.
For sure.
And it's going to look like a fractal.
Yeah.
Just all these separations and, mm-hmm. and splits. And mm-hmm. those splits lead to other splits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are every single one of those splits a different universe?
I want to say, yeah, it's a different reality. And I don't know if another reality is necessarily means another universe, but I think it just means that it's just another possible outcome within this realm. But I don't know if it's like another galaxy or
altogether.
Yeah, you know? I also think about how, not to get dark, but I think about how literally every decision determines where we will be or end up forever and ever, right? So, for example, this is why I said not to get dark, but there was a moment where by my grandmother's house in Inglewood, there was a intersection and there was a gas station on each corner of the intersection. And I go to that gas station, even though I live in Venice, I still go to that gas station because it's cheap gas, right? And you saw the video yep. of the girl, lady speeding through the intersection, right?
An insane speed. Insane. I've never seen someone drive that right? fast, even in a police right. chase on the highway, let alone right. on a regular right. street.
So the car that she hit, right, there was a car right behind that.
And in front of it.
So if they had done anything different in their lives for even a split second, that could have been them as well.
Yep.
And it's just crazy to think that how the smallest thing changes everything.
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 And so anyone who doesn't know this story, it's just heartbreaking. But
yeah,
the family was in a car and a lady was just speeding out of control because she got in a argument with a partner or a boyfriend or something. Something just so
yeah.
stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She was just driving crazy and she just T-boned this family in a car and they all died and she lived.
Instantly. Like ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was crazy.
You know, but I just imagine like if the family who got hit, like if they had just done one thing differently,
yep.
that it would have been it wouldn't have happened. You know what I mean? Maybe it would have been somebody else, but who knows?
Or if they didn't hit a red light on the way to that red light.
Right.
They, you know,
right. Like, right. It's just like
anything can happen in an instant.
You might
not even be aware of it.
Yep. And that's why like I make it a point now to be more conscious about like not always being in a rush to anywhere. I'm just like, you'll get there when you get there. If you're late, you're late. You know, it's whatever. It's like,
it might be end up being a good thing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I'm not always rushing anymore. I'm just going with the flow.
The creator of Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's his name?
I'm not familiar.
I know it, but it's.
I'm going to Google it.
It starts with an S. But anyway, he was supposed to be on one of the 9/11 flights.
No.
And he overslept.
I think I heard that before, actually. But, you know, a few people that had, like, those same type of circumstances. Like, they had missed a train or their alarm didn't go off for work that morning for 9/11 and they stayed home. And it's just the smallest things make a big difference. It's crazy.
Ooh. Just nuts.
It is. It is.
We don't understand it. We can't understand it because we have to live forward, but we can only understand it when we look backwards.
I remember hearing a story too about a woman who was having dreams that she was like going to die on that day, and she was happened to be in the towers.
Then how do we know she had dreams about it?
Because before, prior to it, she was talking about it to her family, like she was just having these dreams.
Mm.
And as a person whose dreams tend to come true, like I believe it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Believe it.
What? Okay, his name is Seth MacFarlane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I knew
yes,
it started with yes, an S. Yes, it was yes. on the tip of my tongue.
Seth, you're right.
Any dreams that you want to share that came true?
So the other day I had a dream that my cousin, she was crying. I sent her a text actually because I can actually show you, but I sent her a text because the dream was like she was crying and was she crying? She was more so just like worried about like her next move, starting a new business, and like where if she should still continue to like do her current business. And so I sent her a message about this dream, like verbatim, like as it played out in my dream, in my mind. And she wrote me back and she was like, "Cousin, this is so on point. Like I'm literally like right now trying to decide where should I move out of the state, and if I should still continue to do my business," because she has a business. And so it's like everything that I said, it was just confirmation that it was time to do something new and to move on from home. So like, and this was just last week.
Dang.
Literally last week. And then yesterday I had a dream from a friend who I haven't, from New Orleans, who I haven't spoken to in probably 10 years. I have no idea why this dream happened, but in the dream, he had sent me a DM. And in the DM, he was saying, it was a Facebook DM. In the DM, he was saying how he was just so sad. He was going through so much. Life has been so hard and blah, blah, blah. Not blah, 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 but, you know, like, and et cetera, right? And so when I woke up, I was looking for the message in my DM because, like, I thought that he sent me that message, right? And it wasn't there. And I was like, wait, that had to have happened.
Yeah, too real not to have
It was happened. Too real not to have happened. And so lo and behold, I sent him a DM and I was like, "Hey, I had this dream and blah, blah, blah." And he was like, "Oh my God." He was like, "Yes, I'm going through so much right now."
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
This was just literally like, yesterday.
Whew.
I'm not kidding you.
Like, where do we get that from?
You can I don't just, know. Like,
you got to be getting it from somewhere.
Right.
But even if you like, you hadn't like talked to him in a while.
10 years. Easily. Yeah. Easily.
It's just like how. So it's like
07, 08.
Could have it all come down to right now, you right. know, where you felt it.
Right.
Are all of us connected?
Right. And even my cousin, like, they're both from New Orleans, which is funny because, like, I haven't been to New Orleans in years. I haven't seen her since she was probably, like, 15. She's, like, 25 now, you know? So I haven't seen her in a long time either. So it's just like, why am I having these dreams about people who I haven't seen in a decade?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, they're coming, they're, like, actual dreams that are helping them along their path. It's unreal.
Because you were meant to give them that little push that they needed.
For sure. For sure. I need to tap into that.
Yeah. I think dreams are so crazy. It's just like we just close our eyes and we just get like little movies every night.
Mm-hmm.
Or like half the time. I don't remember dreams very often.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this English teacher back in high school. And she was one of the best teachers that I've had. And she was very much into the paranormal, and she could see ghosts, and she said that she could see spirits like attached to students as they're walking through the hallways.
Wow.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
So shout out to her. And she told me one time that she had like a crazy dream and I was in it.
Mm.
And but it was like not a good one.
Mm.
And it like scared her so much that she got her place like cleansed and blessed and stuff.
Wow.
But she wouldn't tell me what it was about. And hopefully that doesn't come true.
So I wonder why she would like bring it to your attention if she didn't want you to know like at all what it was about.
Maybe just to unburden herself. You know?
Yeah. I had a dream that my dad, once I graduated college, he died when I was 3. And so when I graduated college, like that same night, he was in my dream. My first time dreaming of him ever in life. And I was in my cap and gown. And he was on my sofa. He was sitting on the sofa. And he gave me a hug. He was like, congratulations. He's like, you did it. First time ever I've ever dreamed about him.
Yeah.
Like, and like, why then? Like, why would I make that up? Like, can't, my mind can't just make
that
up.
Happened across.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Nah, I believe in that. Like, that was real.
And you also, for sure, because whenever I get like a spiritual reading, every reader always says how proud my dad is of me.
Nice. Yeah.
All the time. It never fails. Like, they always say that he's like jumping with joy and excitement at how good I've turned out and how amazing my life has been. And so like for me to like have that dream, it just kind of like confirmed that, yes, he actually is.
He's watching over.
Watching and happy. And he's with me along every step of the way.
And because he's watching, it's changing your behavior.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Well, this has just been, I'm glad we discussed the experiments and how that's just mind blowing. And we've had this little open-ended tangent session. We're just kind of thinking about all things crazy and weird. But it was a fun episode, I think.
I agree.
And thanks to everyone who was listening in, and hopefully next time we'll bring you another great episode.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Reese, for coming again.
Of course. Thanks for having me, brother. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.